This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You can watch the Notre Dame game coming up on Saturday night, 7:30 Eastern on, that's local time. It's on, 2:30 Eastern on Peacock. So 7:30 local. Paulie has a new toy. What is the name of that drum that you have there? What's it called?
I'm going to butcher this, but a bara.
A bara.
Bara.
How do you spell that?
A lot of H's, a couple R's, and there's an A in there.
Yeah, see.
There are a lot of Irish heads shaking no right now.
How about this? A barum.
A barum?
Is that closer?
Isn't that a procedure you have?
Yeah.
Like albarium or something like that.
All I know is how to absolutely dominate on it. That's
okay.
All I know.
All right. But everybody here who's Irish is shaking their head like you have no idea what you're talking about.
That's correct.
Okay. But you've been doing this for all of our guests with our introduction. He is the former NFL defensive lineman, Mike and Mike co-host on ESPN Radio. And now he's going to be with his son, Mike Jr. It's Gojo and Golic, and they'll stream daily from 8 to 10 on the East Coast, Samsung TV Plus, and DraftKingsNetwork.com. Say hello to...
Long intro.
Wait. Oh, sorry. Come on, let's go. Glad Mike
called you. Hey, hello. All right, there he is.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Let's rip my head off.
Wow. Mike Golic is here. Big Mike is here. Yeah. Took away Paulie's little toy there. You're medium Mike. You're not Big Mike anymore. What's your playing weight?
Right now I'm about 225, 230. I'm at my high school weight, my senior year in high school weight. And I attribute it to the fact that I've come to realize that she won't admit it, but I'm worth more to my wife alive still.
Oh.
So she's feeding me well, having me be in shape and that whole thing. So as soon as she starts feeding me garbage food, that's when I start sleeping with one eye open.
That's when we bring in Dateline comes
yeah,
in.
That's exactly right. So I'm going to write a little note. If you don't see me, help, it's my wife.
Oh, that pesky DNA. What was your maximum playing weight?
So I went into the NFL at 275, and I finished at about 300 with the Dolphins. Felt good at 300, and then I'd say I retired, but the league retired me. When nobody calls you, you're retired. And I kept eating and drinking like I was playing, because you could just burn it off. And probably 2 years after I was done playing, I was about 34, 35. I literally got out of the shower one day and I looked at myself and I looked like a vanilla milkshake. I mean, it was disgusting. And I was about 318, 320. And I knew I had to start losing some weight.
But you look at players now and it feels like defenses are smaller.
Yes.
I mean, that now it's speed. But do you think we'll have a shift where offenses will go, let's counteract your speed with power?
So this is what's happening. When I was playing, the edge rusher of today wasn't in the league. We called them a tweener, and there was no place for them. They weren't big enough to be a DN, and they were too big to be a linebacker. Dwight Freeney, right? I mean, in my era, he would have been that tweener guy, like kind of where do you put him? And now we've shifted to this. So what's happening, and this is, I think, one of the reasons of the devaluation, if that's a word, someone help me, of the running back, is offenses now are spread out and we're passing the ball more. So the value of the running back can be more in the receiving part, like Christian McCaffrey, who leads the way there, is, or an Austin Eckler type person. So, and the defensive rushers are smaller. Everybody's a little smaller. So the linemen, linemen sometimes can be a little smaller so they can dance with them more. So what's going to happen? It can be cyclical. Now that you have a smaller defense that's spread out, so what do? Start to run the ball.
Yeah.
Say, okay, they're smaller and they're spread out. We're going to start to hammer the ball. So maybe the running game comes back a little bit. You're starting to tighten it up, and maybe guys start to get bigger. Because this is one of the things that went on with Fritz Schirmer, God rest his soul, one of the great D coordinators. He would want to draft bigger cornerbacks when bigger receivers were coming out to handle the bigger receivers. So, yeah, it all becomes cyclical of size and how the game is played.
And you were able to be a part of those teams with Reggie White. We were talking about this yesterday, that he might be underrated. You know, he could be the greatest defensive player of all time. I know LT might have been more impactful.
Right.
But if you're looking at Mean Joe Green, Reggie White, longevity, doing it two different teams at a very high level, where would you, how would you categorize Reggie White?
Reggie White to me is the greatest D lineman I've ever seen play. I mean, this and a better person. Again, God rest his soul. I've lost five guys off that starting defense. I mean, it's just, it's horrible. But this guy was 6'6", 315. I watched him run a 4'6", 40. He was always the strongest lifter on the team. He'd bench, power clean, and squat. And that would basically be it. He could line up at end, D-tackle, nose tackle in that 46 defense, be the strongest guy, be the quickest guy, be whatever you wanted him to be. He was one of the most amazing athletes I've ever seen play.
And he threw people around. Jason Garrett was with us, and he said that Larry Allen's rookie year, Reggie is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, the greatest offensive lineman in history.
Yep.
And he's tossing Larry Allen around.
That's his strength and leverage. That's a leverage move, because you go up the field so hard with the rip, you get the O-lineman running with you. So now you use the O-lineman's momentum and weight against him and come back with the club and catch him. And these guys were going horizontal. It's scary to see it. For Larry Allen, again, I retired the year before, or was retired, the year before Larry Allen came in the league, and was almost thankful. I'm like, that dude didn't want to just block you, wanted to kill you. And to watch Reggie hoist him was absolutely amazing.
I'm also curious about players now in preseason that Andy Reid wants his starters to play.
Right.
But if you're trying to make a team, and Mahomes is out there, are you trying to make the team and maybe take a shot at Mahomes? Like, I would be concerned about, you got three games to prove yourself to make a roster there. Is that something that would have entered your mind, trying to make the roster when you were drafted?
If I'm playing against Mahomes?
Yeah.
I'm trying to destroy him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't care if he's on the other team. I don't care if it's Patrick Mahomes. My first tackle in the NFL was Walter Payton. And when I did it, I didn't even realize it was Walter Payton. And now later in the game, you know, he made me look foolish, which you do to a lot of people. But, yeah, I mean, when I went to Notre Dame, Blair Keel was the quarterback, and they had the red shirts on. I was a true freshman, and I was one that played a bit as a freshman. The first scrimmage, I pass rushed and smoked him in the back, blindsided him. And, I mean, the fight that broke out, and the coach is yelling at me, and then I realized you're not supposed to hit a quarterback with a red jersey on. But if you're on the other team in one of these preseason games, especially – and you know, players know more than anybody else the writing on the wall of where you are in the pecking order and what you need to do. Hell yeah, I'm trying to make a play on that guy to make the team. I don't care who it is.
We're talking to Mike Golic, medium Mike Golic, not big Mike Golic anymore. You're going to go back into the mornings with your son. I don't know what this is like. Now, I announced that in 4 years I'm going to be done doing this on a daily basis. I worry that when you wake up, you have such a routine. And then you don't have that routine. And I didn't know what that was like for you and your wife.
Well, I mean, 25 years between doing morning radio in Arizona before I went to ESPN and doing all the years there, 4:15 every day for 25 years. Yeah. And it took me a few months to kind of not at least open my eyes at that time and then go back to sleep. But you get out of it pretty quickly, out of your routine. You find other things to do. Now, when I left ESPN in 2021, I was 58 years old, and I didn't want to, like my wife said, what are you going to just sit around all day? Or, you know, you want to do something. So I've been tinkering.
Did you feel
there.
Sorry for yourself?
You know, it's like I equate so much to football, and when I was at the Houston Oilers and they cut me, right? So I don't have a say in the matter. They cut me. Now I left Philadelphia on my own. I was a free agent. Then I got cut by the Oilers. I mean, by the Dolphins. And that was the end of my career. People ask, you know, how, when you left ESPN, I said it felt the same way. They cut me. You know, my contract was up. They didn't want to renew it. So I was like, it felt like a football team where they didn't want me anymore. Your pride gets hurt because they don't want you anymore. And then at some point you want to find something to do. Like when I left from Houston to go to Philly, I didn't really care about Houston anymore. But there's part of you that wants to play well to say you made a mistake of getting rid of me. I didn't think of that much with ESPN because I spent so much time there. I loved so many people there. A couple people I didn't. More on the management side, but you know, that's really true anywhere. Nobody is singing kumbaya with everybody in a company. So you have the people you really dig and some people you don't. But I just had to kind of move on and say, what do I want to do next? And I didn't think I wanted to do a daily show again, but you know, as I had said, I started there working with Tony Bruno, our buddy Tony Bruno, and then Greeny for so many years, and then Trey Wingo and my son. The most fun I had, I mean, my God, I got to work with my kid.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd flip on the microphone at 6 a.m., and there I am talking with my son. You know, so now we're going to do that again for 2 hours every morning. So I'm not passing that up.
Yeah. See, I love the grind. I love every day. Like, I'd rather hit golf balls than play golf. Like, I love that grind every single day. Like, what do we have?
Right.
3 hours, make it happen.
So when I had left ESPN and was really kind of just doing interviews here or there. Every now and then I do an interview and I'd be talking and talking and I'd come upstairs and my wife would be like, you got to get back into something because you just have too much to say.
Yeah.
So it was the same thing, especially when something happened.
Yeah.
You want an outlet to talk and I didn't have one. So I'm with you there. I did kind of miss being able to kind of verbalize, you know, what I was thinking.
And also when it's too raw, when you leave, now I left on my own decision.
Right.
But then there's that raw, like I'm still mad at something or somebody.
Sure.
And you got to shut up.
Yeah.
But I didn't shut up when I left. I was like out the door and I'm still, you know, had issues there.
I mean, I didn't want Mike and Mike to end and then it ended, but it wasn't my choice. I didn't want to be done at ESPN. But again, it wasn't my choice. So at some point you have to realize, well, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But that pride thing and that where you say, okay, I want to show you that was a mistake, whether it ends up being true or not, I have no idea. And I try and not burn a bridge too much, you know, and because there's my wife's always like, you need to write a book. And I said, no, I don't.
No.
Because when you write a book, it has to be salacious and yeah. They want names and they want things that happen. And I'm never going to do that publicly.
Give me the reason why Notre Dame should join a conference.
They shouldn't. But I'll tell you,
there's
three reasons. Well, there'll always be three reasons why they won't. Obviously we know the number one, money, right? If you're making enough money on your own and they're probably looking for $50-60 million, they want more, but they probably end up, I'd say $50-60 million on their own.
Is this from NBC?
Probably. Yes. Okay. I would say so.
Okay.
They're probably looking for the home for the rest of your sports. They have one now in the ACC. So that's good. And then ease to get into the college playoffs. Well, that's going to expand because you're going to 12 teams. Now, they'll never have a first-round bye because they'll take the top four conference champs, 1, 2, 3, 4, with a bye. 5 through 12 will play, but they can be 5, 6, 7, or 8, and they'll get a home game in the first round, and they'll be good with that. So if those things start to change, money not as good, not as much ease into the playoffs, that's when they'll think about a conference. And if it's a conference, it, in my eyes, it'll be the Big Ten. That makes the most sense. But until then, why? And I'll say this, Dan. Everybody that kind of doesn't like Notre Dame and always likes to throw barbs, and I'm sure some in this room are like that. You just, you know, if you want to admit it, great. Yeah, don't. Yeah, oh, there, yeah.
No, that was yesterday with Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like Notre
Dame.
Yeah,
I saw Brady Quinn with the picking him up off the ground, defending ND, and there was no low grab there by any stretch.
It looked like Brady was going a little too.
But Notre Dame is independent, and the rest of their sports are in a conference. That's what needs to happen in all of college football, Division I. Separate football. Now you let the Pac-12 teams do all their Olympic sports in the Pac-12 for the ease of travel. I mean, now you got the Cal, Stanford, USC. Stanford, USC, not Stanford, USC. USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington going to the Big Ten. They're flying to Rutgers for stuff. Their volleyball team. Or
I like we always mention it's Rutgers they have to go to.
Well, that's the furthest east, is it not? Or is it Penn State? Probably Penn State. Rutgers is?
Rutgers is.
So see that? My geographical knowledge there. So I picked, they have to fly there. So everybody be independent, football-wise, and you can stay in your conference in the other sports, and you still divvy up the money. That's what they need to figure out, is how you're going to divvy up the money. And by the way, we're talking about schools. You were never known as the Maple Missile. I think it was the Fraudulent Flyer.
Wow, Fraudulent Flyer. Where do what are we doing here?
I don't know.
I talked about your weight loss.
I met your wife. Nice.
I loved your wife.
And I threw a shot at you last night when we were out.
I know.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Because I'm not going to go greeny on you here. I'm not. There's not going to be any return fire. I won't do that. Speaking of controversies, Reggie Bush wants his Heisman back. Got a problem with Reggie wanting his Heisman.
Reggie should get his Heisman back. It's the stupidest thing in the world. We all know he was the best player in the country that year. I mean, the NCAA, listen, they're a joke anyway. They're controlling nothing. They were all Pontius Pilate when the NIL came around, washed their hands of it, said, you conferences handle it. All they do is deal with, you know, Jim Harbaugh buying a burger for a kid in a dark period and, you know, going to get suspended. It's a joke. Taking vacating wins, seriously? I mean, taking your Heisman away, it's a joke. He should have his Heisman without question.
I just never understood you punish the kids who have nothing to do with Reggie Bush. So he, you know, what that decision dismantled USC for over
a
decade.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Pete Carroll leaves.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you take away all those scholarships. My point is, if USC, the alumni, the fans want Reggie to have it back because they're the ones who got hurt.
Right.
So if you say, hey, you want him to have it back, then let him have it. Because you can't take away the Fab Five. You can take down a banner.
Exactly.
You can't take away the memories.
And we all know what they did.
Yeah.
We all know about the Fab Five. We all know Reggie Bush was the best and deserved that trophy. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of how they do that little kind of garbagey stuff.
Would you have asked for money coming out of high school now?
An NIL?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I was actually shockingly enough, a big recruit coming out of Ohio. So I definitely would have asked for NIL money. Dan, it has changed. And I'm great. I'm fine with NIL because I have no problem with the guys getting paid. What I always said is I never want the schools to pay the kids because then all of a sudden other sports are going to be gone, you know, because they're not going to be afford to fund those schools because they're paying football and basketball players. So I'm fine with NIL. But you throw everything into another bucket or another thing in the bucket. I heard, you know, Brady Quinn talking about it on your show is what does an 18-year-old do if you get offered $1 million to go play somewhere and in other schools, you know, has an NIL for $500,000? You know, we're asking an 18-year-old to make a really, you know, well thought out decision. I mean, we don't know where he's coming from, to what kind of guidance does he have. So I don't know if you're going to get the best decision out of an 18-year-old. They just might see the money and say, I'm going to take the money. So it's added another dimension to what these 18-year-olds have to think about of where they're going. And then if it doesn't work, they transfer right away and go in the portal. Again, I have no problem with that. Coaches that complain about the portals making this tough, NIL's making it tough, I don't want to hear it. You all make $5, $6, $7 million a year, you sign a 7-year deal, and 2 years later, you jump ship and go somewhere else. And you can coach for decades. These players have 4 or 5 years to do their thing. So if they feel they need to move around, and some of them overthink it and make a mistake by moving, but they should have the right and the ability to try and move around to get seen. Because as we know, 2% make it to the NFL, 98% think they're going to make it to the NFL, which is fine. So they try and put themselves in position to be seen. I just hope they all understand the education part of it as well, of how that can carry you if and when you don't make it to the NFL.
And I wonder, I've been saying this all along, that what's stopping a billionaire from giving, let's say, $50 million a year to a collective and saying, go out and buy whatever you want to with that money?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing. Until they put up some guidelines and guardrails.
Can they put a cap? Would you be okay with a cap?
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? A salary cap? I mean, I mean, we're getting into, are we going to get into them being employees of a school? If they're employees, now you're going to get into unions, what the Northwestern players tried a few years ago. Yeah. Now you need a head of a union. I mean, you're going to start to really go down a road. I don't know if you want to go down, but there's collectives everywhere. Help. I mentioned just mentioned Brady Quinn. He's helping with the collective, the fund at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of what players want going in. Are they looking to cash in for all the money they can? Are they looking at it? Most blue chippers look at schools that are going to give them an opportunity to play. They'd like to win and get a good look going to the NFL. Now you just threw money into the equation. But, yeah, I mean, this is a time for alumni. What we've done is we've taken a bag of money that was under the table, and we've now put it on the top of the table.
He's media Mike Golic, the former NFL defensive lineman, Mike and Mike co-host on ESPN Radio, and now he's going to be working with Mike Jr. It's Gojo and Golic. It's streaming 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on East Coast on Samsung TV Plus and DraftKingsNetwork.com. It's great seeing you. I'll see you probably tomorrow night at the game.
You definitely will.
Thank you for stopping by.
No, I loved it. Thanks. Love the shirt.
He's Mike Golic.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We are down a Danette as Will Ferrell has left the building. He's flying back to Los Angeles. He said he would come over for a couple of shows and certainly left his imprint in Dublin. And again, thank you, Will, for all the content that you gave us. A lot of laughs there. By the way, don't miss a new season of the Peacock original comedy, Killing It. Craig Robinson stars as a single dad pursuing an American dream and finding that making money comes at a cost. Streaming now. It's Killing It, only on Peacock, which is where you can find this show, our streaming partner, Peacock. And we say good morning. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, around the world, as a matter of fact, and those chatting on Chat Row. We'll try to get some phone calls coming up. Operator Tyler is standing by. Not exactly a Meat Friday here, but we might try to get something in the final hour of the program. But we did travel light. We didn't bring our Traeger grills with us. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Stephen O'Connor? By the way, we'll talk to the great comedian Tracy Morgan. He'll join us coming up. Joe Montana in an hour from now. And more on Shohei Ohtani's situation moving forward. Jeff Passan from ESPN will give us an update on that. All right, Seton.
Well, Dan, hour one, we had up their heads. Meeting a celebrity or hero of yours ever brought you to tears? Almost no one has answered yes on that one. Right, hour two, we're going to put up Shohei Ohtani's pitching stock. You buying or selling?
Okay.
You bearish or bullish, Dan?
Well, how much is he going to cost me? Like, how much added on to the contract is that pitching going to be worth? $100 million? And would I sign up for that? Does baseball allow you to have those kind of contracting incentives that, hey, if you pitch, you can earn an extra $100 million. Yeah, Seton.
Which side of that equation gets you a bigger discount if he was to never be, like, hit again or never to pitch again?
Well, he's a better hitter, and I don't have to worry about what just happened, where he might need Tommy John surgery again. There's always that possibility. His age, what is he, 29?
Yep.
So I don't want to sign him to a long-term deal, like 10-year deal. I mean, I know that's what everybody wants, 10, 12-year deal, but what's wrong with 5 years? Does it have to be? And maybe over the length of the contract, it's team-friendly, but it just feels like you're signing up, and he's not going to be able to live up to that when he gets to be 37, 38 years of age. Yeah, Paulie?
This might be apples and oranges, but is it anything like signing a running, passing quarterback 30-plus? Because the running eventually is going to cool off. Like his pitching, you're signing Shohei Ohtani to be a really good pitcher and a great hitter for you for $600 million. Eventually, it seems like the pitching is going to go away. I can't imagine 37, he's pitching, hitting.
Well, I also, and you bring up a great point about if you're looking at these running quarterbacks or the run-pass option, at what point do you say, is he still dangerous as a runner? And is he worth that contract when he's 30 years of age? And I'd say no. You might have quarterbacks who have a window of about 8 or 9 years when they're 21, 22 to about 30, and then all of a sudden, you know, you become Cam Newton. And then they're going to say, well, hey, be a pocket passer. Well, he couldn't be. He was great as the having, you know, a dual option threat. But you start to look at these guys. Russell Wilson, is he the same quarterback? What's Kyler Murray going to be like? Justin Fields, what's he going to be like? Because at some point, you'll slow down. And now you're going to have to be a passer. And Joe Montana will join us coming up in an hour. I'll ask him the same thing that Steve Young brought up. Steve Young said we won't see Dan Marino or Peyton Manning. Well, you still have to be able to pass the ball. The game is predicated on passing the ball. You can run, but eventually you're going to have to pass. And that's when you want to find out if somebody is really going to have a sustainable career. Yes, Marvin.
The passing game even more so now because guys are passing the ball 40, 50 times a game as opposed to when, you know, Steve was playing maybe 25.
Yeah, Paul.
We didn't get the Colts game live over here in Dublin, but I watched the highlights. If you watch the highlights, you would have thought Anthony Richardson balled out. He was running. He's big and strong and fast. He's got everything. They showed a couple completions. There were only a couple to choose from because he was 6 of 17. But by the highlights, I'm like, man, that guy looks good. But 6 of 17 is not what you want.
Yeah, but Gardner Minshew might be a better quarterback right now for the Colts. Yeah. Davis Mills might be a better quarterback for the Texans right now. But we're so, well, we got to get that rookie quarterback in there. Got to get him playing. Yes, Marv.
Anthony Richardson was looking like the football version of Russell Westbrook. He might go 6 for 17, but look at these highlights.
I like it. Well done. Bloop, bloop. Bloop, bloop for you. All right, Tracy Morgan, we taped the interview right after the show because Will was still here. And he worked with Will on Saturday Night Live, so we thought it would be fun to talk to Tracy with Will in the room. And Tracy has a special out on HBO Max, and it's called Taking It Too Far, stand-up comedy, a very funny Tracy Morgan. And I opened up by asking, how are you, Trace? Hey, Trace, how are you?
I'm good. You are my bro. You've always been my bro.
Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm at my home in New Jersey.
Okay.
In Alpine, New Jersey.
Okay. I'm at my home. What's the picture behind you?
The picture behind me, I paid $75,000 for, and it's Muhammad Ali's life. And it's called Rumble, Young Man Rumble. It's his whole life, his whole career, everything.
Did you meet Ali?
I met Ali one time when I had a TV show on NBC. Called the Tracy Morgan Show. He would come see me, watch the show be filmed. And I loved him. And he wrote a stick. He was a good artist. He wrote a stick a stick like autograph with him in the ring, and he beat somebody, and I lost it. I forgot it. I lost that, and I lost Richard Pryor's autograph.
Oh, man.
I have both of them in my wallet. I have Richard Pryor's autograph in my wallet. I got it at the Comedy Store in L.A. I was with Martin Lawrence, and Richard Pryor was already in the wheelchair, but he gave me that autograph, and he says, stay funny.
And you have. And by the way, speaking of which, your good buddy Will Ferrell is joining us here.
Will Ferrell is not my brother. He's my brother. He's not my buddy. He's my brother.
Okay. Tracy.
Will Ferrell is my brother.
Tracy, how are you, buddy?
Come on, you know how I am. Yeah. Without you,
hey,
you're horrible.
Tracy, you know what? It's so funny. I've got that same picture. I only paid $25,000 for it.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Will?
So I don't know.
Will, you're so wrong.
And you have the Richard Pryor autograph.
I've got
too.
The Richard Pryor autograph.
Yeah, yeah.
No, oh my God.
Wait, Tracy, I got a question for you. So
what?
When I was flying out to Dublin on Aer Lingus, I was looking through all the movies and the TV shows, right? And you have a show about sharks, like hosted by Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, that was Shark Week.
Yeah.
Animal Planet with me and my daughter. And I have a 20,000 gallon shark tank in my backyard.
But I thought it was Brian Fellows. I was like, is that Brian Fellows is now hosting a Shark Week show? No, it's just Tracy Morgan.
Oh, they came.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got about 14 to 15 sharks in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
I had man eaters in there, but I had to get rid of the lemon sharks because they started eating my other sharks. So I had to get rid of them.
How much that set you back?
A million. One, 1.1. I turned my pool house into a shark tank for my daughter.
You know what, Tracy? That's about right. That's about the
correct rate. If you ask my daughter what she wants to be when she grows, she'll tell you a marine biologist. She wants to know what lies beneath.
Okay. Will, how much is your shark tank?
We have a little pond.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not really a tank.
Okay. Do you have a lifeguard on duty at the shark tank, Tracy?
Absolutely not. You know, we feed the sharks. You know, we feed the sharks.
Sure.
We feed them Puerto Ricans.
No, you cannot.
I tell the Puerto Rican guy to go in and take a clean break, and he don't come back out.
Okay. Tracy Morgan,
I got family members that are Puerto Rican. They don't want to give me the joke.
The show is streaming now on HBO Max. Tracy Morgan taking it too far, which you just did there. How do you practice stand-up?
I don't practice stand-up. I was born this way. It's just in me.
So you don't...
It's just in me.
So you don't rehearse...
You cannot practice a sense of humor. You cannot practice a sense of humor. You can teach anybody. I can teach you how to do comedy, Dan.
Okay.
But to be funny is another thing. Funny is another thing. Funny is a way of life. Funny is your personality. Funny is the gift God gave you. That's funny. You could do stand-up. Anybody could do stand-up. Anybody could tell jokes. But are you funny? Like LL Cool J said, from Hollis to Hollywood, but are you good? I want to know, are you good?
Okay, but so you could give me a line and I could get a laugh. But that doesn't mean I'm funny.
Yeah. That don't mean you funny. Funny is the instinct. It's your instincts.
When did you know you were funny?
In 1968, when my mother's water broke.
You knew you were funny when your mom's water broke, huh?
I gotta understand. My dad did comedy. He was a funny man. He did comedy in Vietnam, so I'm just mimicking my dad.
Out of all the characters you've played, all the roles you've had, what's the one that people always ask you about? Is there one question?
I can't single anything out. I cannot single anything out. I love my career. I love it. I love the gift that God has given me.
Okay.
I cannot single anything out.
Okay.
But the one that was closest to me was The Last OG.
Okay.
That was my life.
Okay.
And that wasn't all funny. So if you look at the show,
yeah,
it was a dramedy. It wasn't all funny.
How often did you share the stage with Will?
Well, Will was our captain. Will is our captain. Will was, we fought Will into war, and Will was in every show, every script, every scene. Will was there. Will was our anchor. He was our anchor, so he was in everything all the time. And I would just sit back and look at him.
Tracy, you once told me that I was like Kareem. I taught you all your moves down in the low post.
You, I was Magic, and you was Kareem. And you
Okay.
You want me to skyhook.
Yeah. Okay.
And when you couldn't play, I played center. Even though I was 6'11 and a point guard, I played center like Magic.
When I got a migraine and couldn't play in game 7, you filled in.
Next man up. Next man up. Let me tell you something. Our cast was the closest thing to not ready for prime time. Our cast, the one we had, I love all the other casts, but the one we had and not ready for prime time was neck and neck. We were right there. People, so many people watched us because we had a great captain. We had everybody was playing hard. When we got in, when you came off the bench, you played hard. I mean, we were like, I was like a forward. And when the ball went up, my coach said, everybody says, crash! We crashed the board, baby. We crashed the board. We crashed. I want, if the ball is on the floor, I want everybody on the floor, even guys on the bench. I want you on the floor. And that's how Lauren Michaels was with us. He had a great cat.
Tracy, have you seen Will naked?
Absolutely, yes, I have.
Okay.
After the show, we will all take the showers. So I saw him. Yeah.
That's what
and
we
I
thought.
I really got to say, he's uncircumcised.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that news to you, Will?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Well, good luck with the special. It's streaming now on HBO Max.
It's doing pretty well. It's like, that yesterday I saw it was at 75 on Rotten Tomatoes. Pretty good. First is at 86 and now 75 in Rotten Tomatoes, so it's pretty good.
Well, do you know that Will has taken part in the biggest box office movie in Ireland's history? We found this out yesterday on the show. He's in Barbie, and Barbie is now the highest grossing movie here in Ireland, but he can't talk about it. But I just wanted to let you know that Will has been doing some big boy things.
I took my daughter to see it. My daughter did a movie with Will. My daughter did a Christmas movie with Will.
We did.
And she was in the scene with Will.
We did Spirited together, and Tracy was kind enough to be the voice of Christmas Future.
Well, it's great to see you, Trace.
My daughter was in the last scene, and she saw Barbie. She said, "That's my friend." I said, "Yes." But you got to understand, her older brother, when I first got on Saturday Night Live, little Trey was about 6. Will walked around carrying him on his shoulders. So my kids know Will. My kids know him.
He's a good man.
So see, I do like children.
I love him.
Yeah. No, you like Tracy's children. Yeah. You didn't like these two little boys that wanted your autograph over here. He blew them off, Tracy. They were like, "Oh,
no,
you're elf."
I
it's not the Will that we thought we knew, Trace. I'm just saying, he's a different guy, man. Ego.
Different game over here in Ireland.
Yeah,
different game in Ireland.
Trace, good luck with the show. It's Tracy Morgan Taking It Too Far, streaming now on HBO Max.
Thank you very much, Dan Patrick. Will, I love you. And all of us, you guys, have a happy life. Be good.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Tracy Morgan, yesterday with Will Ferrell.
So good. Whew.
You kind of, you know, you need a Hans device when you get in your seat. It's not a seatbelt. You need a Hans device with Tracy. Never quite sure, and you don't want to go out to that shark tank. No, you do not. Imagine spending $1 million to turn your pool into a shark tank. But he did it. Yes, yes, Marv.
Father of the year. Because his daughter wants to be a marine biologist.
Just make it a shark.
Yep.
All righty. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app,
at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
On this Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. They didn't think we could do it, but we did it. Congratulations. We made it to the final hour. And as I said to Fritzy, don't mail it in now. Let's go. Give me 60. Can you give me 60 minutes?
You asked for 3 hours. I counted the first hour. We were kind of chatting before the show, so now it's
that
up
doesn't
in the air.
Count
it
as
doesn't.
One of the
They're
3 hours.
4 hours, basically.
And I know that you're a little under the weather. You were not feeling well last night.
Yeah, the upset stomach kind of kept me up. But here we are, and it's the final hour of the final show, so let's go.
Nobody wants to hear about the labor pains.
They don't.
Just show me the baby.
That's very true.
That's all this is.
Exactly.
Joe Montana will be coming up here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Joe Montana. And one of the master distillers. Like, that's his title. He's a master distiller. His name's Brian Nation. He works for Keeper's Heart. And then he's been responsible for Jameson. I think, what is it, Redbreast is another one of the whiskeys. There's quite a few. I don't think you can tell the story of whiskey in Ireland without Brian Nation, but we imported him from Dublin, and now he is in Minneapolis making whiskey for Keeper's
Heart. It's quite a big deal around these parts.
Yeah. Oh, is that your Irish accent?
Terrible? It's better than the pirate thing that I did. Oh, me hearties, Brian Nation in studio.
Me hearties.
You know what? Oh,
that's Popeye. I don't know what that is.
How about you take the last hour off there, Todd? You don't have to put in too much effort. Yes, Paulie.
We went to this whiskey place the other day. Like, this place that had thousands, literally thousands of whiskeys on the wall.
We did?
And yeah. Yeah. I remember the first half of it.
Yeah.
Last half of the night, a little shaky.
Dang.
But they were pulling bottles off the wall that were expensive, even beyond expensive. And his name was on like a third of them. You know, like, that's one of mine. Yeah. And then he pulled it down. And the guy's holding it like he's holding a child that he's showing you.
Yes.
And you want to be very cautious.
There was a bottle of whiskey that had Brian Nation's name. He had a plaque on it. I said, how much? And he goes, $75,000. And I go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So he's a big deal here. But I wanted him, I thought, and he's such a great guy, great personality, teaching us how to drink whiskey, what to look for, taste. Entry-level kind of stuff for whiskey. So he'll join us coming up in a little bit. We'll try to sneak in a couple of phone calls as well. And our thanks once again to the very generous Will Ferrell, who was with us the last couple of days, went to dinner, had beverages with us the last couple of nights, and he was very gracious with all the fans that wanted to take pictures with him. And our great sponsors as well. We're very lucky. Keeper's Heart, it's been wonderful. Well, all the people. Panini, I'm going to leave out some, but Mercedes always. DraftKings has been great as well. So the Wolf and Shepherd shoes, I took a picture of Will. So Will, I said, I'm going to give you one of the shoes the first day, but you have to come back the second day to get your other shoe. And he came in yesterday, goes, where's my shoe? And I gave him his other shoe, Wolf and Shepherd. Last night at dinner, I take a picture of Will's shoes, and I sent it to Marvin, because he did. He had his shoes on last night. He was very proud of those shoes. I'm like, hey, you earned them, man. You earned your boots. Now he's headed back to Los Angeles. But
rich leather.
Yeah, last night at the bar, you know, I'm staring down at his shoes, and people got to be wondering, what are you taking a picture of? And it was Will's brand new shoes. Joe Montana set to join us, I believe. Todd, does that sound right?
He's ready for you.
Joe is joining us on behalf of Guinness and brand partner that Joe journeyed over here to Dublin, Ireland. The unofficial kickoff to the college football season. Joe, of course, went to Notre Dame. It's Notre Dame and Navy. And all season long, Joe Montana and the other Joe Cool, Joe Burrow, have Guinness commercials. Joe Montana back on the program. If you didn't go to Notre Dame, where were you going to go?
That's a good question, but I think it would have been one of two places, either Michigan State, it's hard to say, we don't know, or Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah. Vince Dooley was down there, and they had some pretty good receivers and a pretty good team at the time. And Michigan State, only because they threw the ball a ton.
I'm also curious, after you got out of Notre Dame, how comfortable would you have been to play as a rookie with the Niners?
I think it would have been hard, to be honest with you. The toughest part about that offensive system was learning. The system I came from at Notre Dame was all numbers, and so everything was pretty basic, right? You're running certain patterns, so you have three receivers, and you would call 7, 8, 9 or something. And so this guy's running the 7, this guy's running 8, this guy's running 9. Here in San Francisco, everything was, the words were only pass protections. So, and then the numbers, and then the words told you what everyone else was supposed to do. So, but the problem was, is it didn't tell everyone. So you called 20 halfback reads. So you're telling the halfback what to run, but you're not, then you have to memorize all the rest of the guys. So it was a big, and game plans were huge. Bill Walsh had huge game plans. We probably have 135 passes in a game plan for, you know, knowing we're going to throw the ball 28 times. So how crazy it was is we were playing in the, we lost in the championship game one time, and Theismann and I were at the Pro Bowl, and Bill was the coach, and first day he put in 35 passes. And Theismann goes, oh, this is awesome, man. He gave us all the passes for the game in one day. And I go, what are you talking about? He's going to install all the way until Sunday. He goes, get out of here. I go, you watch and see. And so we go, we don't need any more of this. I go, I'm just telling you, this is nothing. I'm not even studying right now because he usually gets 60 or 70 in damn money.
Steve Young was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said the days of Dan Marino, Peyton Manning style quarterback are done. So the pure pocket passer is over in the NFL. What do you think?
I don't think that's the case. You can't show me a read option guy that's actually won the, you know, the guy that's a pure runner hasn't won the, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. You have to be able to play from the pocket to win in the game. I mean, look at Mahomes, you know, he's not a runner. He's an athlete. He gets outside. Can he run? Yeah, if he wants to, but that's not what he's doing. He's trying to find time because he got flushed out of that pocket. But if you go back over the years and look at the teams that have won, they've all been guys that pretty much are in the pocket. But I don't see that changing. I think early on when all those read option things were happening, I mean, I hate to use examples, but look at Oregon, right? How many championships did they win? Can't find one of their quarterbacks from back then that's still in the league. It's just a tough, you know, the coaching is too good and the players are just too good at that level. And, you know, if I was playing someone like that, I'd make the quarterback run every time. I don't care. He can have 200 yards. I don't care because he's going to have to come down at some point. He's going to have to make a throw. And by then he's going to be too tired. And I'm going to hit him late a couple times.
wait. You're calling for hitting the quarterback late after all those hits that you took?
Hey, I'm just saying if I was coaching.
Joe Montana joining us. Are you at the Guinness Brewery?
Yes, we are. We are here at the storehouse. We've been here all morning. I got my whole family's here. We've had a great time since we got here. Actually, we baptized our daughter and her husband baptized our youngest grandson here 2 days ago. So we've been doing a little bit of everything, but mostly we've been finding pubs with Guinness around. So
it's not hard to find a pub with Guinness, though, Joe, just letting you know.
I know it's not hard to find a pub either. You stumble out of one and fall down and you go to another.
How would you feel if Notre Dame joined a conference?
I mean, I think I'd be fine with it, but I just don't see it, to be honest with you. I think that in some ways, you know, to get to another level where everyone's playing that extra game, I guess, but that extra game usually is a championship game, is different than adding another game to your schedule. I just financially, I don't know how a conference makes it work for Notre Dame. They already have their own television package, and I don't know. I don't see where it would. I think they tried it really with the ACC, right?
Yeah.
And I just don't think it worked out for them in the long run.
What's your favorite piece of sports memorabilia you have at home?
I have a picture that was given to me. I was a huge Celtics fan. It's Bill Russell, John Havlicek, and Sam Jones walking off the court, all signed. And I don't collect memorabilia at all, but that's one that I've kept. So it was given to me because I was talking about the Celtics, and a friend of mine just found this picture and it was signed by all three, and he gave it to me.
Wow, that's cool. Did you kept all your jerseys, though?
I just sold everything. Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, almost everything I had went. Yeah. And took some of the proceeds and goes to our foundation.
Yeah.
To support children's charities. And it was just the kids – they wanted one thing or here, and they all have their own Super Bowl ring. So no one wanted to drag all this stuff around. So put the money to good work. And, well,
wait, so it's good you didn't have five kids, because that would have been a problem handing out Super Bowl rings.
I would have had to stay another year or two.
And I saw where Joe Burrow is working with you. So are you loaning him Joe Cool, the nickname?
I'm still going to make him earn it, right? It's been fun working with him. He's been actually really fun to work with. We're doing the Guinness Zero program. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun with the number zero. But the commercials and the spots that we've shot, actually was pretty fun. It's great, good to get to know him. You know, another great player that's out there to watch today, and fun to do, and fun to be a I don't know if I'm going to turn it completely over to him yet, but working on it.
Did you trademark that?
No, I'm old Joe. Not Joe, I'm just old. Some friend of mine gave me a hat and said, "You're not Joe Cool anymore, you're just old Joe." And it says old Joe.
Well, congrats on everything. Hope you're doing well. My best to the family, and have fun with your folks there at Guinness.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate it. How's everything with you?
Everything's good. I've had fun. We had Will Ferrell joined us here for a couple of days, and we just been out on the town. We've been doing some damage.
Great. Well, hopefully I run into you.
Thank you, buddy. And let me know where you have a tab running, because I'd like to bring my guys into there if that's okay.
Anytime. Just go on to any bar.
Great. Thank you, bud.
All right. Take care. Good seeing you.
Joe Montana joining us on behalf of Guinness there. Had a Guinness there in his hand. Seems like he's going to have a few of those while he's out there. He'll never be short on having somebody say, "Hey, you need a beer?" Yeah, Paulie.
He almost went to Georgia. I don't know if I'd ever heard that.
I'd not heard that before.
He would have missed Herschel by a year, I think, because he's done in 79, maybe.
Mm.
Wow.
Vince Dooley, Hall of Fame coach there. And what was the other place that he was? Michigan State. Because he said they threw the ball. Would Kirk Gibson have been at Michigan State? Because he was a receiver.
Because Montana was in college 75 to 79, I'm pretty sure. So you're almost for sure right.
I don't know if Kirk Gibson would have still been there or was going to go there. I don't know if they crossed paths or not. But Kirk Gibson was a wide receiver at Michigan State as well. Marvin, are you Googling that?
I am.
Okay. By the way, on this date in 2001, anybody went local? This is this date in Irish history. Anybody got something? On 2001 at Slane Castle.
The Lansdowne rugby team.
No.
Okay.
U2 brings the Elevation Tour to the castle. Their first performance there since their inaugural festival there, 1981. Who did U2 open up for at Slane Castle
in
1981? Paulie?
AC/DC.
No.
Oh.
Marvin?
The Rolling Stones?
No.
The Who?
No. Seton?
The Pogues?
No. You're probably closer with the Pogues than the other guys. Okay.
The Dubliners?
No, not the Dubliners. First name begins with a T.
The?
No.
Todd Rundgren?
No. Something we're not.
Talking Heads?
No, we are talking heads.
Oh, yeah, we are
talking heads. Yes, Mark.
Twisted Sister.
Okay.
No, we are twisted.
It's not the, though.
It's not the. So first word is something we're not. And the last word, there's two words to the band.
Thin Lizzy.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Oh.
All right. I knew I'd get there.
Yeah. We put on a couple over the week here, but.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy. Well, Paulie, you're thinnish.
Well, it's going the wrong way. You're the past 2 days. Yeah,
I know. We started to do recall what we've had for dinner, and I think it's basically been steak, and then we've had whiskey. And what do they put? They put ginger ale in the whiskey?
Yeah.
So what is that called?
Yeah, there was a peppercorn. There was a...
Well, we did the old fashions. Yeah,
whiskey and ginger.
Is it called whiskey and ginger ale? It seems like it should have a name.
Gingy? Kind of put the two together.
You did ask me to take the final hour off.
I did.
I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah. I know you're under the weather.
Just stay quiet.
Yeah, why don't you just stay quiet? It's okay.
That would be cute if you called it Gingy, because it's ginger ale and whiskey. But never mind.
Yeah, Paul.
For the past 3 days, I've gone to the same place for breakfast, and it is hammer called I call it the hammer. It's called the breaker, because it tries to break you. It's a sausage patty, homemade.
Wait, it tries to break you?
Like you can't get it down. And I've had 3 in 3 days.
Okay.
And then rasher bacon, hash browns, 2 eggs, little pesto, Dan, a little pesto. And you need like a spotter to hold this thing.
Okay. Or a rasher of bacon.
Yeah, slab.
Slab of bacon.
And I've had it the past 3 days.
Okay.
It's great for me.
All right. We're going to talk some whiskey coming up. The master distiller. And he likes to be called the master distiller. Like you can't call him Brian. Like he'll be, it's master distiller. And we weren't allowed to look directly at him.
Brian Nation Esquire.
Yeah,
please.
Does he have like a crown and some kind of cape and one of those things you hold in your hand?
I think he's been knighted. I do.
Sir Brian.
Sir Master Distiller, Brian Nation. So we'll, what? Yes, Marv.
Kurt Gibson, 75 to 79.
Yep.
So same time as Joe Montana at Notre Dame. So he would have gone
month,
there.
Same day, same year.
He would have gone there and been Kirk Gibson's quarterback.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Paulie, do you have something else?
I'm confirming Marvin's.
Okay, good. That's good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.